Welcome to The Making of a Record, Part 2, a reality program. This is a continuing series where we follow the progress of two new recording artists. We first met Venezuelan-born violinist and composer Jesus Florido as he was tracking his debut album, Heading North, at Firehouse Recording Studios in Pasadena, California. The tracks are now complete and mixed, but not yet mastered. Jesus's enthusiasm for the project is undeniable.
To me, it was very important that if this project was going to be different, it had to be different from the get-go. I had to be able to communicate with the musicians at a much higher level. Having been in this business for a long time, I've accumulated a group of really nice friends who are good friends, good people, but extremely talented musicians. So when I found a small budget to do the project, I called them up. And they all know me. They know my work ethic. They know me as a player, and they loved it. I mean, from the first time, I said, whatever you want, we'll do it. You know, we'll play with you. You know, we'll tour. We'll do it because it was part of the deal. You play on the CD, you tour with me. That was, to me, it was essential because I want to showcase the band. Not only me, I'm sort of a band leader in a way, but the band, I'm nothing without them.
Jesus Florido's music encompasses a number of genres, and for his debut, he decided to include his wide range of styles. He explains why.
I spent all my money on CDs. I have an incredible collection of everything from classical to world music to jazz to non-classical violin. Almost everything that is in the market, I have it. So I wanted to make a CD from the listener, a listener like myself. I want to put a CD and I wanted to hear a showcase of the talent. I wanted to hear what are the capabilities of an ensemble. And in this record, everybody was telling me, well, you know, it has to be Latin jazz. Everybody wanted to label it. Remember we mentioned on the previous interview something about labeling. I didn't want people to put a finger on it. I did it on purpose, even though some marketing advice is, well, you know, you shouldn't do that because I said, I don't care. Honestly, to me, it's more important. I mean, I guess this is naive, but to me, my musical integrity comes first.
Jesus Florido's goals are not for fame, fortune, or media notoriety. He just wants this music to be heard and appreciated.
All I can think of now is getting my band on the road. And that's all I'm trying to do. I'm trying to find sponsors and booking agents and people that will buy my idea. But it's tough. Today is actually not a good day because I had, you know, a bunch of no's from people that I've asked, you know, because, well, are you Latin? Are you world? Why does it have to be a label? You know, I'm having a very difficult time with that, but I knew from the get-go that I was going to get to this point, so I'm not complaining. I know that once people see me play, they will hire me, they will book me. I just need to get the band out just for a few concerts. My mom says something very, very nice when I started this project, and she said, I cannot wait until they call you an overnight success after 25 years in the business.